I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mark Grody from 670 The Score, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Bears sideline reporter. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Sounds like you're setting up a pretty nice scene out there in AZ.
I got to ask you, did you, because you switched over from the Cubs to the Bears, did you get a chance to come out and stay at Score House at all? Because from what I understand, it's probably going to be raided.
I was not at Score House. However, there is talk from our program director, Mitch Rosen, that there may be a Score House 2, and Score House 2 may be located in Bourbonnais, which is where the Bears train, and that would be right in my wheelhouse. So I may be, in some small way, part of Score House 2 if the sequel does actually happen and we're even allowed to.
Awesome. That's anytime you get a Midwestern type of animal house, then you're good to go. You know that. Down here it's a little bit different. It's a little more upscale. Hey, the Bears courting, well, first and foremost, you guys are courting HaHa Clinton Dix, from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean there's talk of that. It's an interesting move. Obviously, with Adrian Amos having moved on to the Green Bay Packers. I don't know how real the talks are with HaHa Clinton Dix at this moment. I know that that's a guy that some of their scouts have liked over the years. It's wait and see. It's a position of need. But, you know, the thing is that Ryan Pace has hit on safeties late in the draft. You know, Eddie Jackson was a late draft pick. So was Adrian Amos, for that matter, was a fifth-round pick. So these are positions that you could possibly get in the draft. And the Bears, you know, for people who don't know, the Bears have a 3, 4, 5, and 2 7s, no one and no two this year. So I don't know, that's sort of the direction that I had thought that they might go in, and still may very well be the case. But being that all the safeties have been plucked off the board over the last few days, and, you know, HaHa is the last man standing, you could see why they've kind of made that, they've zeroed in on that for now.
Tell me what the loss of Adrian Amos does to that secondary.
Well, I do think it takes away a little bit of the continuity that did exist between he and Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson is the star of that secondary group. Well, not necessarily the whole secondary, because you have Kyle Fuller, but of that safety group. But Adrian Amos has been a steady, healthy player for the last few years for the Bears, and was just, you know, a really, like, a guy that you could depend on game in and game out. He was a good tackler, too. I mean, he was third in the team in tackles, had a couple of picks, had a couple of really important pass deflections throughout this year in some key games for the Bears. So, you know, and he's starting, you know, a little bit of leadership. He's well-liked in the locker room. So, yeah, they're going to have to make up for it. I think that, you know, I think if Adrian Amos is one of these guys who is just going to be steady for Green Bay now going forward, and I think he's also a guy that he's one of these safeties that could play 12, 13 years and get just a little bit better every year. So, I mean, I classify him as, what you know, just good NFL player, if not, you know, not spectacular.
So talk about how the Bears are getting better. They've lost a couple of players. And so, you know, they're trying to build off of what they established last year. Obviously, that defense was key in getting them there. You lose, as you had mentioned, Adrian Amos. But talk about how maybe the holes that needed to be filled or need to be filled for this team to get even better.
Yeah, I mean, I say as we're talking right now, Bill, the Bears are not as good as they were last year, and simply just by the process of elimination, Adrian Amos being gone, a lot of people don't think that they're going to be able to bring back a very talented nickelback in Bryce Callahan. So those already right there might be two holes that you have to fill. The other big area is running back, because, you know, just there's a lot of consternation, a lot of attention given to the running back position last year, and specifically Jordan Howard, and how the Bears just never truly got the running game going. Well, they did as the season went on, but not in the prime of the season. So you know, the idea is that you want a prototype for that type of offense, and it doesn't appear that it's Matt Nagy. They went out and signed Mike Davis, who had been with Seattle. That's not a blow-you-away signing. But, you know, in terms of the needs that still exist, it is just – it is continuing to do whatever the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, needs on that team to become better, whether it is a running back that can catch it out of the backfield. I think another thing that the Bears could use is another big target, whether that comes in the form of a big wide receiver or another big tight end, a guy who can catch the ball in small spaces and make adjustments and be open when you're not really open. I think that that is something that is incredibly important for any young quarterback, and especially Mitchell Trubisky, who's still trying to learn this offense.
I was going to ask you, how much do you think Mitchell Trubisky progressed last year?
He did a lot. Like, I think it was an interesting season because I think it was tough early on for Mitchell Trubisky. Then they started to figure out maybe 5-6 games in what it was that he was really comfortable with, and they pared it down, and you started to see improvements with Trubisky. And then there was an interesting mode towards the end of the season, a mode that I call championship mode, that they kind of stopped the development of Mitchell Trubisky towards the end of the season because they knew that if they were going to do anything in the playoff and possibly make it to the Super Bowl, it was going to have to be with their defense. And so they went into that mode of let's just be more conservative, maybe take away some of the elements of the Matt Nagy offense. And when I say take away, this is Matt Nagy doing it himself since he's the one that calls the plays, you know, and just being more conservative and almost stop the development. So it was an interesting year from that regard, that he definitely got better from the beginning of the year, but starting this year in training camp, he's going to be expected to go up to another level, and that the other level is recognizing defenses better and finding the open man. Sometimes he struggled in that regard, obviously being more consistent. And maybe not depending on having to run the ball as much, even though I'm a big supporter of his running game, as long as he's got the legs to do it, that you should do it now before you get too old to be that fast. But, yeah, I think that some additions will help him, and then just recognizing the offense better.
I got a question for you. By the way, we're talking with Mark Grody from the Score down at Chicago Bears sideline reporter. Looking at what the Packers have done, and for the first time in a long time, they've been relatively aggressive in free agency over the last couple of years, specifically this year and this offseason signing so far. But where do the Packers rank in your mind as to the viability of the NFC North?
Yeah, I mean, they've made themselves a lot better and have probably put themselves back into competition for the division at this point. I think that it's still, at this moment, I would still say that the Bears and Vikings are the two best teams in the division, but that the Packers, you know, they are now, whereas before they may not have been, I think now they are officially back in the picture. And, you know, the thing is, still, having Aaron Rodgers on that team, that can always take the Packers to the highest level of the division. So I definitely don't count them out as the best team. But if you're asking me to rank them, I put them third, but it's really close. It's not like they're a distant third right now.
Hey, Ryan Pace, he started the rebuild, trades for Mitch Trubisky. You're looking offensively. Teams in the division for a long time were saying, well, we have to outscore the Packers, and they were trying to do so via the offense. And then what they did over in Minnesota was basically said, we're just going to build a defense and try to beat the hell out of them. It seems like the Bears have taken that model, where if you don't have an elite quarterback, you got to kind of do the John Elway thing. If you're looking at a quarterback that's just going to manage a game or try not to screw it up, you got to have a defense that's going to punch Aaron Rodgers in the mouth. Do you get the sense that that is going to be the emphasis again this offseason, specifically going to the draft?
Yeah, well, in the draft, I'd say probably not, actually. I'd say this year in the draft, I think my guess is with the Bears, again, just, you know, choosing in the third round first, that they're probably going to go offense, that they're probably going to go some sort of pass-catching running back. I don't rule out the possibility of defense, and it could, you know, they could, I'm sure they'll grab somebody in the draft, but honestly, I think that they have put so many resources into defense, obviously with the big whopper being Khalil Mack last year, the keeping of Kyle Fuller, who, of course, the Green Bay Packers tried to attain last year. So I do think that this year it becomes more about offense. I think they're pretty confident in what they have defensively right now. But it is a good point. I mean, the Bears trying to match the Packers once upon a time was going out and getting Jay Cutler and then giving Jay Cutler whatever he needed, and it clearly didn't work. So why not put the resources in the defense as they did last year? But now they have an offense which was just average this year, and ultimately it's really hard in this NFL to just depend on your defense to lead you to a 12-4 record as the Bears did last year. I don't know that that's repeatable. So I would say actually the emphasis this year in the draft is probably going to be on offense.
Mark, always a pleasure when you do Scorehouse down there. Maybe I'll swing by because that's within driving distance, and that's bring your own bail money.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, you got as long as you got my back, man. I mean, we all need a friend.
Sounds good, buddy. Hey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Okay.
All right, Bill. Take care, man.
Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Mark Grody from the Score down in Chicago, Bears sideline reporter, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. Been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.